Carpenter, you're here again. Would, I understand you want 5 minutes for rebuttal?
Actually, 10. Or, yes, 5 minutes. I'm sorry, that's correct. Excuse me.
Okay. All right, you may begin.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. May it please the Court, Kenneth Carpenter appearing on behalf of Ms. Eileen Richardson. Mrs. Richardson's appeal of the Board of Veterans' Appeals dismissing her husband's pending appeal before the Board was not premature, as found by the Court below. Further, that decision was final and it was adverse. As a consequence, the jurisdiction of the Veterans Court was implicated. The failure of the Veterans Court to recognize that misinterpreted the statutory provisions that concern the right of an individual to bring an appeal of a final decision, and I believe a dismissal of a pending appeal is a final decision, and that that decision was adverse to her because in this case it denied her the indisputable right that she had under 38 U.S.C. 5121 capital A to be substituted as an appellant.
Has she made the request to substitute before the agency?
She has not, Your Honor,
okay.
other than through the proceedings of taking the appeal.
Okay, why not?
Because she does not believe that she is required to make that. And this Court in Reeves said that by filing an appeal, that puts the agency on notice under the provisions of 3.155A of an informal claim to make such a claim.
So
she has, in fact, made the claim informally, but...
So if you ask the agency to adjudicate her informal claim?
No.
But I guess your position is, if we were to affirm the Veterans Court here, you've preserved your client's rights to go back to the AOJ and file your motion to substitute her in place of the veteran.
That's correct, Your Honor. And our problem with that process is that that allows a lesser tribunal, the agency of original jurisdiction, to make a determination on a superior tribunal, the board, on the question of substitution. Not only on the question of substitution, but on the question of the reinstatement of the appeal. There is no authority, and the VA cannot create authority, to allow the agency of original jurisdiction to resurrect a decision that has been dismissed by the board. The board is the only entity, along with the Veterans Court, that has the authority to decide that a decision of the board shall be vacated and reinstated.
Just so I understand, what's the legal authority for why the VA can't do this form of an administrative remand, in a sense, to go back to the AOJ, to have the AOJ, to select the AOJ to make this determination, rather than have it done at the appellate level at the board?
Because it's clearly in conflict with the unambiguous intent of Congress in creating 5121 capital A. They created 5121 capital A in order to avoid exactly this type of administrative hurdles for the survivors to be able to step right into the shoes of the veteran in their pending matter.
Have you made an attack on the current regulations?
The current regulations don't become final until later this month. I assure you there will be an attack made.
I thought they took effect two days ago.
Oh, was it 2 days ago? I'm sorry. I know it was sometime this month.
Can I ask you this? Suppose I disagreed with your argument about 5121A,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that that statute, for a variety of reasons, delegating implementation authority to the secretary and so on, allowed the